Welcome to the August-September edition of Heart to Heart. Positive for Peace, from an address by Whiteacre. Brethren, the message which we would bring is that of peace. There must be a deep inner yearning in the hearts of all for international peace. We come from a world which is a world of peace. Such peace does not mean inaction, for peace is active, but active in a tranquil form. Peace is the power of God working for all good behind the mortal scenes of life. God is peace, but God is not inactive. The Great White Spirit is life and harmony. So important is this quality of God, which you call peace, that God caused a manifestation of this quality to come in human form, and not only through one human form, but from many who have now become the world's saints, teachers, and avatars. These teachers of the light have demonstrated the dynamic power of the peaceful way of life. Look at nature. Nature grows silently. You seek peace within the quiet of nature. God manifests through the glories of nature, and her spirit is peace. We would like to speak of the symbolism contained in the spiritual teachings of every age. If you study them closely with understanding of the spirit, not with the mind alone, with intuition or the light within the heart, you will see that such teachings were given in accordance with the state of spiritual unfoldment at the time. The teachings contain, in symbolism, the story of the human soul as it passes through the ages. During each cycle, there comes the particular unveiling of truth which that age most needs. There are particular chapters in your Christian Bible in which there is a description of the spiritual power which lies dormant in people, and which in the material state people are inclined to ignore, and even to deny. Yet modern psychologists are beginning to discover hidden powers within the mind and within the soul of men and women. As their investigations proceed, they will find themselves out of their depth, for they will enter a world of spirit which will be a revelation. They will find it difficult to clothe in words what they discover in that higher realm. Yet the teachings of all ages contain the truth that man, woman, is spirit. Life moves in circles, in cycles. As you live beyond death of the body, so you must necessarily have lived before birth into a body. You have come from afar. This is the mystery of life. But while you live this life, you are a finite being, and so are unable to comprehend infinity. We who speak from spirit can assure you that you come from a heavenly state down into this mortal state with a definite purpose. Some souls return in order to help humanity. Some descend, and their radiance becomes so dimmed that you cannot recognize, you cannot judge the inner self of your companion. What is referred to as the higher self of a person is a far greater and more glorious being than anyone can possibly conceive. We have noticed the effect upon some of you during your meditation, when you have had a vision of your higher self. It will be helpful to remind yourselves that you come from a far greater and more beautiful self than the one you know. All souls are building this greater self, which is sometimes called the temple in the heavens. You will be wondering what all this has to do with peace. We are endeavouring to convey to you that within yourself lies power to create or to build an edifice both on earth and in heaven. The physical body is a replica of the soul body. In the soul body is a pillar of light, and from this pillar grow flowers. Some of you are acquainted with this knowledge and know that every psychic centre of your soul body is shaped like a flower, which is attached to the pillar of light in your soul body. Development of soul depends upon the uprising and the shining of this light. Sometimes the rose is given as a symbol of this flower. And this particular flower, which grows from the heart centre, is the flower of the Christ life, the Christ spirit. The great ones, the saints and seers of all ages, have caused this flower to bloom. As this flower grows, it causes the soul to rise in consciousness to the mountaintop. Think of the mountains. The peace and power and glory of the shining hills. Blessed is he or she who walks upon the mountains. This happens when you attune yourselves to a higher level, where you become united with the brethren, guides and teachers on that plane or world of life. In company with them, you rise. When on the mountain, your vision is widened. This is what is needed in the world today. Vision from the mountains of the spirit. Awake and rise into the mountains. Then you will see the beauty and the power of peace on earth. The Master Jesus, who was used by the Lord Christ, demonstrated how the power of love can perform miracles. All his parables and his miracles, so-called, were to demonstrate to humanity what this light within could accomplish. Nearly 2,000 years ago, the Master Jesus withdrew from mortal sight. The Western world has been endeavouring to follow its teacher, its saviour, ever since. Humanity has progressed a long way since then. When you feel depressed and inclined to think that people have not improved much, remember what we say. Use your reason. Look back for only half a century and you will see that progress has been made. People may no longer, perhaps, appear to be what is called religious. People refrain from becoming attached to organized religion, but are beginning to search for, beginning to reach out into a world beyond the physical. Their hearts are being quickened by the light of Christ, and they are endeavoring to establish on the lowest, the physical or material plane, to institute the kingdom of Christ. This effort is crude at present, but a beginning. People are beginning to think of the welfare of others. They are not quite so callous regarding the sufferings of others as in former days. As we advance into this new age of Aquarius, which is the age of the mind, there will be increased development of intellect, it is true, but also additional help given to humanity from the shining ones in the heavens. With development of mind and the new inventions which are coming, will come an increase of the spirit of brotherhood and love, which will direct your wise use of these discoveries. These gifts which God has given will be used to bring peace and goodwill among all. Be strong in spirit. Be an ambassador for peace. Let your heart be opened in full power and glory, and peace shall be established on earth. The lion and the lamb shall lie down together, and all life will sing the praises of its creator. Peace is with you. Let it shine from your forehead, a jewel of perfection. Links of Light by Jenny Dent. I have been rereading White Eagle's wise words on The Master Soul is Wise in Speech and Action in The Quiet Mind. The sections begins with the saying, "Wisdom comes to those who are calm and tranquil in spirit, to those who wait upon the Lord. Through an ever-increasing love in your heart, you will grow wise." Just reading these words is soothing. Sometimes it feels as though life is going at a faster and faster pace, and there always seems to be something we should be doing or learning or praying for more heart-rending conditions in the world. Years ago, I learned the words of the poem by William Henry Davies. What is this life, if full of care? We have no time to stand and stare. No time to stand beneath the boughs and stare as long as sheep or cows. I have also recently come across a poem by an unknown author in a back issue of Stella Polaris called Beside Still Waters. It is based on the 23rd Psalm and begins, "The Lord is my pace setter. I shall not rush. He makes me stop and rest for quiet intervals. He provides me with images of stillness which restore my serenity." This is a good time of year to be still and think about what really matters in our lives. The sun is now in Leo, the fixed fire sign, with the soul lesson of love through loving, a double dose of love. As we inwardly bathe in the energy of this sign, the glorious spiritual sunlight shining down upon us, and within the grail cups of our hearts, we can find serenity, and our faith in God's love and his/her perfect care for the whole of creation is renewed. White Eagle tells us the more we open our hearts in love, the more we trust in the great wisdom of our Creator, Father, Mother, God, the wiser we shall become. Let's aspire to this as we bathe in the sunlit energy of Leo. This energy will help us recharge our batteries and be ready for our service opportunities, which will surely unfold. After Leo comes the earth energy of service with Virgo, a mutable sign, so she brings the wisdom aspect. With Leo comes the masculine unconditional love, the steady flame of Father God, while Virgo brings a gentler vibration and the wisdom of Divine Mother. A very significant aspect of wisdom is being able to listen. We need to be able to listen within and listen without. Through stillness and the regular practice of meditation, we can increase our awareness of that still small voice within our own hearts. But equally important is being able to still our own thoughts, so we actually hear what our friends and colleagues and companions are saying to us. And as we constantly think God, our inner ears will stay open to hear and feel the voice of God in our hearts, and we will be better able to communicate God's love and infinite wisdom in all we think, say, and do. With my love and encouragement in all your endeavours. Investing in Resilience by Anna Hayward. I was listening to a news item in which the idea of investing in resilience was mentioned. In the news, it was being discussed in relation to preparing for crises, and it made me think of our meditation and spiritual unfoldment practices and what they do for us. In other words, that the spiritual teaching offers ways to build resilience into our lives. What I mean by this is that the kind of thoughts, aspirations, actions and feelings which are covered in the spiritual context of the teaching prepare us not only for daily life, but, as many testify, they sustain us in times of crisis and challenge. I have often heard people say, after a challenging time is finished, that if it were not for the teaching, they do not think they would have been able to cope. It seems to me that in some way they must have internalized the teaching, made it their own, rather than leaving it simply words or abstract philosophy. They must have started to apply it, even in a tiny way, or have felt the truth of it within. This is what I mean by investing in resilience in a spiritual context. Giving these teachings time, energy, thought, creating a practice around them, or in some way making them a real part of earthly life. And it doesn't have to be in a particularly grand way that this is done. I know someone, for instance, who reads a passage of The Quiet Mind before breakfast every day. And plenty of people make the regular habit of thinking of the light for those in need at noon. Perhaps, too, just the focus of energy is enough. Reminding ourselves as frequently as we can that we are more than physical beings. And life is so much more than this limited existence. I feel I have been blessed in finding myself needing to read copious amounts of White Eagle teaching, as well as other teachings, for one reason or another. Sometimes I tell myself that it must be because I need frequently reminding. It is that immersion and familiarization which builds resilience for the crises which do come. And by this, I'm not just thinking of the teaching itself, but the vibration it radiates, such that it resonates within my center of truth and unlocks the channel to my higher self, often without my realizing it. Resilience in our context may seem obvious. The means to cope with love, no matter what life throws at us. But perhaps it also means our inner strength is being unlocked and revealed. The strength of the spirit. And sometimes we don't realize how this happens or how much this is taking place until we are called upon to use it. Another way in which we know resilience has been built manifests in our intuition. We often don't realize how or why we are drawn to some course of action, but find, when we do it, that it is just what is required. The outer mind hasn't realized it, but our spiritual contact through practice and aspiration means we have grasped the opportunity of the moment intuitively. We have brought the spiritual closer to the physical. And because of our attention to that spirit, we recognize with some part of ourselves the way to flow with what life brings us. One of the phrases that has popped into my mind recently is think spiritually. There is a subtle difference between thinking rationally, theoretically, or practically, even about spiritual things. You can listen to a blackbird singing and appreciate the quality of the song. Or think about the angels as a result. But to me, this is not necessarily thinking spiritually. Thinking spiritually to me means that one surrenders to the feeling the song produces inwardly, the essence of God in the song. So I would say, no matter how tentative or limited your awareness of the teaching is, no matter how irregular your conscious practice of it is, resilience will be being built within. And you may well be surprised by how strong and attuned you are when challenges arise. Receiving and giving with gratitude, from an address at harvest time by White Eagle. You may not realize it, but we can assure you that you can breathe into your whole being, including your physical body, a spiritual element or a power already known to many of you as the source of true healing. A power which raises your consciousness above the level of material matter, enabling you to hear the voice of the great teachers, the voice of spirit. Breathe on me, breath of God, breath of good, all good, all truth. When you consciously in-breathe this spiritual life force, you spontaneously live the life of brotherhood with all creatures and spontaneously react to the inspiration of God's breath. We know, my children, of no better way of opening the soul and the spiritual bodies to the inflow of God's light and power than to give forth continual praise and thanks to the Creator for all life's gifts. We see here, before the altar, a demonstration of God's and your giving. Here is your harvest festival. For those who have given to this collection of produce have been instruments of the Great White Spirit, demonstrating the law of giving and of brotherhood. God's will is that a person should never withhold goodwill, love, and brotherhood from any living creature. This is no modern festival, but has been celebrated throughout the ages. We have memories of grand equinoctial ceremonies when the fruits and the harvest were gathered in, and our whole people gave praise to the Great White Spirit for life itself. For each harvest actually meant another lease of life to the people in those days. We were taught to look upon the earth as the Great Mother, or symbol of motherhood. Mother Earth produces food for all her children, yet of herself she is unable to produce this food. She is dependent upon the Lord of the Sun, for not until the sun warms the earth does seed germinate, grow, and produce a harvest. Without sun, there could be no harvest. The children of earth were taught these simple truths by their wise men, by those great ones who came from afar, some even from another planet. This is taking you a long way back. The children of earth in the beginning received their knowledge from teachers who, being wise and good, were able to demonstrate to them not only by the quality of their harvest, but by the richness of their spiritual power, that they should give thanks to a spiritual sun, which is the actual life force behind the physical sun. They learned then from their wise teachers that the sun was the actual giver of life, that the mother opened herself to receive the sun's rays, and after nurturing the seed within her womb, in due season, brought forth fruits of the earth. You are blessed indeed, although you do not think so, to be living in this time and age. Confusion may exist in the outer world, but you learn to see with the eyes of the Spirit, to see behind apparent conflict the dawning of a new day. You stand on the fringe of a mighty spiritual manifestation, but you need to search for it, and you yourself can be a channel for this manifestation. You need to remember that you also are as a Mother Earth, and that within you lies a seed implanted by the light from heaven. For the eternal light, which bringeth forth all life, is continually giving forth spiritual rays to which you are able to respond. If you open your consciousness to this spiritual baptism, and only if you thus open, will you produce the fruits of a new age, the fruit of the new world. We think that harvest time demonstrates one of the greatest laws of life, not only a physical but a spiritual law. For all teachers throughout all time have given an identical message. As you sow, you will surely reap. This is a demonstration of the law of cause and effect. As you sow means that as you think, as you speak, as you write, you are sowing seeds. On this account, we cannot too strongly emphasize the importance of sending forth only constructive thoughts and words, as well as being constructive in action. That is, wisely constructive for the good of all humanity, not just concentrating upon some small group, such as a family circle. For as you personally sow, as you nationally sow, as you internationally sow, so the world will reap the harvest. It is of the utmost importance for any person who has received knowledge to make use of that knowledge and not to bury it, and especially at this present time. Do not accept such gifts, my children, without due thankfulness. Do not take things for granted. Realize that the smallest faculty, be it psychic or spiritual, or a gift of the mind, or a gift of expression in art, music, or literature, or writing, is your particular talent, and that it has not been entrusted to you for yourself alone. It is not yours merely to earn daily bread with. It is entrusted to you as a talent to be used for the blessing of others. Therefore, make yourself a clear channel for the pouring through of the divine light of the sun. For as we told you before, Mother Earth receives the sunlight which stimulates and causes the seed to grow. And you, each in your degree, are that Mother Earth. When God has given man the seed, no matter whether it be a seed to plant or whether it be a spiritual seed, which means some spiritual attainment of the soul, remember it is for future sowing. Your spiritual seeds are given to you not to keep to yourself, but to sow again in life, so that others may benefit from your sowing. The earth, the mother, is a symbol of the soul of man. The sun, the spirit, is a symbol of the Christ light, which again is the seed planted in the heart of every man, woman, and child. The purpose of your life is to bring forth this child, the Christ child, that the earth may be peopled with happiness. God has given life to you that you may enjoy greater glories. It is therefore our duty, yours on earth, ours in spirit, to help in the harvesting, the bringing forth of the new fruits of the spiritual life upon earth. When you are filled with the power of the Spirit in your particular degree, there is no way other than to give back your harvest. The person who becomes spiritually illumined, who has found the joy of spiritual inspiration and love, gives and gives and gives to others. When the soul has attained fullness of knowledge, of understanding, and glory of the soul, it can only give back again that which it has received. So loving has it become. This act of giving and thanksgiving may bring a wonderful blessing into your lives. Those who want to be healed, open your hearts and give thanks to God for God's gifts to you. May the power of God's love be with you all, and the peace of the tranquil mind and spirit abide with you always. Amen. Here is a poem called I Will by Martin Fisher. I will that thy will be done, as at the moment of my birth you willed that I become. I will that thy light be seen, as at the moment of that first day you willed the darkness away. I will that thy love be known, as at the instant we were all set free to will thy love to be. In this edition, we feel it would be helpful to read to you two of the reader's letters and their answers from Stella Polaris. The first of these, we are frequently asked. The question is, I love what White Eagle says, but does he still speak through someone now? There is so much that is different nowadays, I can hardly keep up. And the answer, we do sympathise with you. Life seems to flow at a steadily increasing pace at the moment, and things are so different even from 50 years ago. However, although at the time White Eagle had to use Grace Cook's language and cultural experience, the teaching he has given is timeless, and in fact based on what is sometimes called the ancient wisdom. This means that although the language used may sometimes seem old-fashioned in delivery, the meaning, the principles, and the nuance is as applicable to today's world as it was in the last century. To give you an example, although you will not find anything in the teaching about the internet or social media, you will find a great deal about the power of thought, about wise communication with others, and about how to relate to others with love rather than defensiveness. All this can be applied to our communications these days, and the advice and principles are the same throughout time. This is also because the teachings from White Eagle are based on divine principles which are the laws of life. By laws, we do not mean statutes laid down by some kind of king or state, but are how things work, how one thing affects another and leads to another, and how overall the principle of divine love holds the balance. White Eagle says, we have given to you these guiding principles as a basis for the work in the White Eagle Lodge, but they are not intended ever to become creeds or dogmas. We would clear such an idea right away. These principles are cosmic laws, and as such have to be recognized by all and interpreted by everyone according to the light which is within them. Every soul is given freedom and free will within the limit of cosmic law. There is no such command as thou shalt not, but only the plain statement, these are the cosmic laws. The answer continues, of course, this explanation also answers the first part of your question, but we would add that those who are strongly involved in the work of the Lodge and speak, write or communicate in White Eagle's name can be inspired by the wise ones in the world of light who guide our work. That inspiration often comes in the form of what teaching one is drawn to for a particular service or article, and it can be how one communicates the teaching to others so that it is accessible for the time. Our second question is connected very much with the first, and the questioner has given permission for us to share our answer with you all. The question is, life is so hard at the moment, and I sometimes think I'm being punished for all the mistakes I make. Can the healing help me to be a better person? And the answer. If you have read or listened to the answer to the first letter, you will have seen what White Eagle says about the laws of life. It may reassure you to know that although actions have consequences, no one right action for any circumstance in life, but only so far as each one of us interprets the situation for ourselves. This means there is no one punishing us. Please let go of this feeling, if you can, so that you can be open to the unconditional love of God flowing to you and surrounding you in healing balm. We feel so strongly as we read your letter that far from punishment, those in spirit wish to enfold you in love and respect for the way you are handling these challenges. That love will touch your heart and stimulate all the finest qualities within you. They know in spirit that it is through love we grow. The reading in our service is The Gentle Brother by White Eagle. We would impress upon you the need for the conservation of energy. Learn to control the emotional and mental expenditure and wastage continually taking place in everyday life. A master has learned the supreme lesson of the conservation of energy. He or she will never waste their energy, the vital force, the God life. They train themselves to remain calm and tranquil in spite of the storms of life. The greatest power and capacity to achieve comes from making contact calmly and steadily with the eternal source of life and strength. Be still. Do not be buffeted by the demands of the world. Be the master of your own life and conditions. Accept with calm fortitude the karma you have created. Rise above it. See the joy coming to you from your experiences. There is, beyond the present condition, a perfect state for you. If you are devoid of love, yet love is there and will fill your life, perhaps sooner than you think. The Master who watches you through your appointed guide has infinite love for you. And although the blows may seem hard at times, as you can withstand them, knowing there is a wise purpose behind every happening, then you will find the place of strength, the silence, the inner power, which is life eternal. Concentrate upon the light and the life of God, and the walls of your prison will let go. Hold fast to the certainty that God is love, and all is working towards a beautiful culmination. Accept all, and conserve within you this spiritual life, this spiritual energy, knowing divine peace, knowing divine love. This is the creative power. It is this power which will create for you the happy conditions that you long for. Life is unfoldment. Life is living in God, is surrendering to God's love. Do your part, and do not worry about what the other person does, for it is not your concern, except to give him or her a helping hand, if you are asked for it. And now our prayer for humanity. Let us remember before God the great need of all humankind, and that we may pray to God, we have made quiet the fretful mind of every day, and we open our hearts to the Father, Mother God, and to Christ the Son, to the Holy Trinity of wisdom, love, and power. In the holy name of Christ, by the Christ light in the hearts of all people, we call upon the great angels of Christ. We feel their presence and their power, and we attune ourselves to the prayers of all men and women of goodwill. And being thus prepared and ready before God, with all the will of our minds, with all the love of our deepest heart, we send forth the light. We send it forth as a great star of light, a blazing star, withstanding, overcoming all evil, triumphant over darkness and death, a star of the Christ light. By all the power of Christ within, we send forth the light. and we especially hold in this great healing star all those who are affected by the fires in Europe. All those who are affected by the war in Ukraine. The people of Ukraine and Russia. And all those who are affected by lack of food and water in countries of the world, especially East Africa. We hold all who suffer, in whatever way, in the great light of the healing star. And we bring into that light anyone known to us personally who may be in need of help or healing. Silently we name them now, and we see them perfect in the heart of the star. Amen. For our meditation, begin with focusing on the breath or the energy flow in the body. Feel as you breathe in that you are lifting up, and as you breathe out, that you are letting go of the outer world. As we breathe in, we rise inwardly. As we breathe out, we come into this place and time and release everything else. And as we breathe in, we breathe in light. And that light is expansion, is freedom. Is a lifting away from all the cares and concerns of daily life. And each out-breath is a return to peace and stillness and to the centeredness of the spirit. Feel your whole body responding to your intention to arise and to let go. And as we arise, the image which comes to us is of those shining mountains, those radiant hills lifting up before us. And with each breath, we arise without effort towards the great peaks where the air is clear and the light is perfect. And everything else falls away. You may still be aware of your body, but feel that part of you is beyond that, above that physical form. And we come up into the heights where the eagles soar. And below us the valleys are deep with indigo and violet shadow. And above us and before us are the golden mountain tops and the silence is profound. And there is an energy in these hills, which is the power of the silence. The great masters walk here, and they radiate a silence which is beyond anything of earth. It is the power of the spirit. And as we gaze into those golden heights and feel the strength of the rock beneath our feet, behind our backs, so we feel that power in the silence. Feel it penetrating every part. Feel it bringing the masters close with their support, their love, their wisdom. now as we come back, almost like walking down the mountainside, they come with us a little way. And the image comes of them lifting us up and over the barriers that we perceive in our lives. It's like being a child again and having these loving beings on either side of us. And there's a barrier in front. And they lift us up and over. And whatever barrier we feel is there, as we come back to our physical lives, we bring the realization with us that these beings of light will help us lift up and over those barriers, help us not only to transcend in a spiritual sense, but to transcend physically as well, to overcome and to work through. And so we come right back down to awareness of the physical. Breathe again consciously, and this time feel that you're bringing your attention back to your physical nervous system, to control of the physical body. And as you do so, just keep your awareness of your companions in spirit, who are always there for you. And so when you are aware of your physical body again, and feel you're able to control the body to move, before you do so, use the symbol of the cross of light in the circle of light over your solar plexus and your throat center. Feel that you're sitting in a cross of light. And feel a line of light, a column of light, right down through your spine into the earth. And that you're surrounded with this vibration of love through which only love can pass. And we thank our brethren in spirit for their support, their presence with us. Amen. Namaste. We close our service using some of the words that White Eagle has given us in his article, Positive for Peace. He says, think of the mountains, the peace and power and glory of the shining hills, strong in spirit. be an ambassador for peace. Let your heart be opened in full power and glory, and peace shall be established on earth. The lion and the lamb shall lie down together, and all life will sing the praises of its creator. Peace be with you. Let it shine from your forehead, a jewel of perfection. Amen.